Well, if you or someone you know has been faced with a diagnosis that just seems to take all the wind out of their sails and they don't know what to do, we have a book by an author who may be able to help. It's called Audaciously Alive by Roxanne Harris, and she's our guest this morning. Morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing awesome. And thank you for writing this book. What does it mean to be audaciously alive? What was the motivation behind writing this book for you and your experience?
Well, I think people, first of all, look at audacious as maybe being a bit of a negative quality. And my spin on that was I wanted to show that it can be a very positive quality, especially in a woman who's suffering through chronic health challenges, a diagnosis, pain, emotional turmoil. I've really tried to live my life with audacity. And for me, that really means, you know, having the love, the strength, the courage to stand up for who we really are, to stand in the face of, you know, adversity or anything that's thrown at us physically, emotionally, but yet still radiating love to those around us. And people always wondered or would ask me, well, what makes you different? And, you know, why are you, you know, fighting this disease, this diagnosis? I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. Why aren't you just, you know, bowing down and getting in that wheelchair? And for me, I really, you know, I feel that God has called us to be, to be stronger, to lift us higher, to walk, you know, how Christ walked. And I don't believe that Jesus would have, you know, laid down, rolled over and said, you know, I think I'm just going to, you know, take these, you know, this diagnosis laying down. That he wants us to rise up and to bring his word, his truth, his promises alive, which means that healing is for all. And, you know, I struggled with this condition for so long and really thought on, you know, how could I overcome it? And the story and of my journey and of my life is about being audacious in the face of adversity, rising up above the diagnosis, saying, no, you know, God's promises are true, and I'm going to seek out healing. And I wrote about it because I want women to have that passion and to know that there is hope, that there is, you know, peace, there is joy, there is healing despite your circumstance. And I want to inspire and empower women to rise up and be audacious.
If you look at yourself today, how has God brought you on this journey to where you are?
Oh, you know, it was so amazing because the pain was so astronomical. You know, just doing the little things like getting out of bed, trying to, you know, go to the washroom, stir a pot of macaroni was just excruciating in every possible way. And God was my salvation, really. You know, I woke up every day and I said, the Father, Daddy, thank you for healing me. Thank you that my body is whole. Thank you that my body is strong. And, you know, there was no proof. Every day I would wake up and it would be worse than the day before. But I praised him. And in my times of worship, everything would disappear. The nightmare would disappear, you know, because someone with autoimmune can't escape themselves. We can't just, you know, press pause on our body and leave. Mm. And in that moment of intimacy with the Father, it was like all of the pain, it just disappeared. And I was just, you know, beside him, feeling his love. And I changed my prayer life. And I had so many amazing men and women of faith that gathered around me and taught me to pray in eager expectation of his promises rather than begging for his promises, right? God sent his son, and Jesus paid the price. You know, 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes, we were healed. It's a past tense. It means it already happened. And so I just believe that. I would quote that scripture. Thank you, Daddy, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me at the whipping post. Thank you that your body was broken so that mine would not be. He was my pillar of strength, my rock, my refuge, and still is.
The book is called Audaciously Alive, Choosing to Live Well, on Purpose by Roxanne Harris, who's been our guest. Thanks, Roxanne.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have an amazing day.